So welcome back to this week's Friday podcast. It's Elizabeth and Naomi in the flat again.
And we've got a special guest with us. It's Jane.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hello. Long time no see.
Yes, yeah.
It's been ages since we've had you in a staff meeting, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Oh, no, it's been, how long has it been since our final staff meeting all together down here?
And what, actually it's in the building?
Yeah, it's been quite a while, hasn't it?
I wasn't there.
You were in Switzerland.
I was having a little holiday.
Must have been back in early March.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. Yeah, that's when we were working out how to do services and things, and now it feels like it's all quite normal.
Has it been 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
That's a quarter of a year.
Yeah.
I did a maths degree.
Do you feel
I've been on furlough for months.
Yeah.
For a whole month now.
Wow, that's really nice. Do you feel like it now feels like a long time that you've been away from stuff?
Yes. Yeah, I feel really out of touch now.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess, are there lots of social groups in the church that you can now plug into without having to do official office stuff? Have you got more time for, what's it called?
Well, we go to the home group on Wednesday, and we listen to the services and stuff, that's it, like anybody else. We've done a lot of gardening.
I expect your garden to look fantastic now, Jane.
Actually, I think I overdid the weeding on the lawn. It's gone a sort of funny black colour.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that they've overdone it on the weeding.
Yeah.
So I think the stuff I put on the lawn seems to have turned it black instead of green.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. No, I'm just doing a charcoal cleanse.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it'll recover.
Yeah.
Well, with all the rain at the minute, it should dilute it.
Yeah.
Rinse it off.
Yeah. Have you been adding any more plants to your garden or just kind of preening what you have there?
I've done vegetables. I've got French beans and runner beans and potatoes.
Oh, wow.
That's about all. Oh, and I have got some sprouts waiting to go in because I've only got so much room. So I've potted them up into pots and hope they'll survive. When the potatoes come out, the sprouts can go in.
You can do a little switcheroo.
All you need now is some chickens and you've got a full roast dinner in the garden. Yeah.
Rather you than me.
Yeah. Do you sit out in the garden much, or is that more of Ian's thing?
It's Ian's thing. I don't sit out in the garden like he does. No. No. He is literally brown all over.
Is he spending more time outside than inside then?
When it's sunny, yes. If he can. He will be out there. I sit in the shade and Ian sits in the sun.
Nice.
So I sort of move up. I'll sit in the sun for a few minutes and I get too hot and I move to somewhere else and he just lies there or sits there. And I prefer to be doing things, to be honest. I'm not sitting around in the garden.
I mean,
I've done the latest project was to paint the summer house.
Oh, nice.
What colour did you go for?
Well, it was natural wood. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the stuff we put on it before had all gone horrible. It had gone, it didn't look nice. The wood had gone a funny colour. So it's now cream.
Ooh, very nice.
It's cream.
Oh, it's got a bit of sunshine. It's inspiring people.
Yeah, it's called Time. Is that the windows are Time.
Time with an H or the temporal?
Time with an H. After the plant.
It's like, that's a very abstract name for paint.
I know, it's a weird name for paint. It's a sort of bluey, greeny, I think actually I would call it more sage colour.
They just knew it was some kind of herb.
Yeah.
It's like a bluey green. A bluey grey green.
Nice.
Yeah?
Time.
It's nice.
That's not time.
No, it's not really.
I mean, you're right, that's very sagey.
But they could have used all the herbs for other colours, so that was the only one left.
Run out of herbs.
Like, well, it's a good time.
It's like nail varnish colours, they always have really silly names.
Yeah.
Like up and away.
I wouldn't know. I've never used it.
It's an absolute. Well, what about candle smells? Because they always give those weird names as well, like Canadian sunset. What does that smell like?
Or like a midnight walk.
Yes.
What does that smell like? Darkness. It's like you've got quite an interesting collection of nail varnish, and you often don't show us the colour, and then you'll read out what the name is.
Yeah,
like,
see if you can match it.
Can you match it up?
Guess the colour.
Yeah. There is a very strange name, like hypnotic or mystic.
Yeah. You do wonder who has the job of naming like colours.
Well, thinking of how many there are, it must be you've run out of all of the normal options.
Yeah. Oh dear. Have you been reading much in lockdown, Jane?
Yeah, I read a lot of trashy novels.
See, what defines trashy?
Yeah, this is the thing, it's a matter
of faith. I like whodunits, and usually I read them in a day.
Yeah.
So I have to, I have to, you know.
Especially with, like, storylines in whodunits and, like, murder mysteries, you really do get invested more for the, like, I just want to know what happens, and less of the, like, character building and, like, no, no, who did it?
I mean, I should read something more sensible, but, you know.
No, if you like it, read away.
It's just that I buy them on Kindle, and I can literally read a book a day.
Yeah, if I really got down to it.
So I have to pace myself. I'm trying to read Mary Beard's Rome.
That's very different to a whodunit. Well, it's all of them, isn't it, in Roman history? Like, they definitely all killed one another at one point. Yes.
Most of the time, they were killing each other or trying to kill them off
or invading.
Yeah.
And building straight roads.
What is it that you're trying to get through a series, aren't you, before you leave to go to Germany?
So now that I've realised I can't take all of my books with me, I am trying to speed read as many of them as I can before I go. And there's this series that I love by Jasper Ford. I've mentioned it to many people. It's like a Douglas Adams, Terry Pratchett. It's just, it's a bit surreal, but it's based in the literary world, so like books come to life and it's quite complicated. But I accidentally read the sixth book before the fifth book, and I only got halfway through before I realized, and it really threw me off kilter then going back to read the fifth one, because I was like, oh no, I know, I suddenly like knew what's gonna happen, but then the sixth book made a lot more sense once you'd read the fifth book.
So you kept popping into my room going, I'm not meant to like this person, but I know all these things that happen, so I shouldn't, but I
it was very confusing. But now I need to like really slow down on the sixth one, because I've ordered the seventh one and it hasn't arrived yet. But I'm already halfway through because I started it before the fifth.
Yeah, no, I was telling you that I had a similar encounter, but with watching The Lord of the Rings, because I watched it with no context whatsoever. And of course, it's not like a number one, The Fellowship of the Ring, and like number two. So I watched the first film and then the final one, and I was like, I feel like there's a little bit missing here. I was like, we really skipped ahead, like, wow, Frodo made quick work of that.
So much happened.
And I was like, oh, okay, because there were all these characters, I was like, I feel like everyone knows who they are, but I don't.
Have you never read the book?
Yeah, no, I haven't, actually. No. I remember trying, so I think, and it was The Hobbit I tried to start. I just really couldn't do it. I found it a little bit slow, if I'm honest. Books like that.
If you found The Hobbit slow, there's no way you'd get
it. Well, that's the thing. I just don't, I think there's a time and a place when I'll dive into it. But I do really love them, actually.
Yeah, they're one of those books, though, that people expect you to have read, as a reader. You keep it quiet, but I also haven't read it.
In conversations, you're like, I haven't read The Lord of the Rings. People presume that you know it by context.
Yeah,
I've just watched the films many times.
It was only in first year that I watched the films, because everyone was like, we need to watch these because you haven't seen them. But I think I'd seen the end scene five times before that. My dad must have been watching it, and it was the scene with the spider and the end many times. And that was all I knew of The Lord of the Rings for ages.
Yeah.
Apart from pop culture references that other people make.
My daughter Hannah was a big fan of Lord of the Rings as a book. So when they came out as films, she was very keen. So I took her to the pictures to see them.
Oh, lovely.
As they came out. So
yeah.
But they were long films to sit through in the cinema.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they show you those great big cups of cola and everything, and you think, no, I can't drink this because
I'm going to miss half of it if I drink all of this.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to miss anything. It's not the best way to see them, really.
Yeah.
The last one. Yeah. Oh, dear.
That is a
marathon, is the last one.
Yeah, so we watched the director's cut and we watched
that's even longer.
Back. So
Well, in second year, I don't think all the Widcombe students, but there was a big bunch of us. We went round to Adam Wood's and Dave Kitcat's house, and we started like 9 o'clock in the morning and finished probably like, I don't know if it was gone midnight or something like that, but we like committed to watching the extended versions of Lord of the Rings like all the way through. So they had like mattresses and like duvets on the floor, and they like arranged all the chairs and the sofas, and we all had to rotate what seats we were sitting in, because of course there were really comfortable seats and then really uncomfortable ones, so we'd all have to like shuffle around like each half of the film. So yeah, it was great fun, but you do get to the end and you're like, I feel like I've just like watched a little bit too much.
I don't need to go outside.
We all left to go get lunch and then left to go get tea as well. So we had a fresh air. There was probably about 20 of us just crammed into one room, which also wasn't that great.
So what are your plans when everything's finished at the end of July?
Well, I'm heading back to Scotland. I think that's the plan. There's not much really going on the horizon jobs wise at the moment, which is great fun. I'll head back and probably do something probably part-time or something for a little while, and then kind of recalibrate, and then shoot off to somewhere else probably. I think it's just give it some time to settle and things to kind of get back to normal for a couple of months and then begin looking kind of properly again, because I began a while back, but there just was, I mean, the boys are the same. There's just not much really out there at the moment, especially for kind of recent graduates. Places want experienced people most of the time at the moment. So,
and you haven't seen your family since Christmas.
No, so I'll probably go home for a little while anyway, even if I then have a job to come back down to. But yeah, it will be quite nice actually, having been here for so long.
Yeah.
To go back home and have a little bit of a break, and then
And you're still heading off to Germany?
Yeah, significantly earlier than I'd planned, actually. So I'm going on the 6th of July, which is very soon.
It's very soon.
5 days, maybe, something like that. I'm going to start packing very soon. I've been saying this for a month. I have to wind myself up to it. When it's been on the front of my mind for a considerable number of weeks, and I might actually get round to doing it now. So I'm heading off to a school in the middle of Germany near Frankfurt.
It'll be a maths and English and like primary school teacher.
That's a big step.
It's a massive one.
I know.
I'm just like kind of waiting for it to happen before I let it hit me, like I've decided to do. I'm not gonna think about that yet. But it's gonna be very weird saying goodbye to everyone or not
saying goodbye.
Do you know what the situation is like in Frankfurt?
I think so. The little county that I will be in, they just announced that they don't have any more cases, which is really exciting. So I don't know whether that means I'm more likely to have to quarantine or not, because I guess if they have no cases, they're going
to
we don't want anyone to have any.
But
kind of waiting for the EU to decide what's happening.
Yeah.
Which, as we know with the B word, which I shan't mention, it's quite hard to have a straightforward policy at the minute.
Yes.
So yeah, the answer's no. I don't know what's happening.
But you've got a flight.
Yes, yeah. They've cancelled the one. I've rebooked it. So
I think there are more flights now, aren't there, than there were. There's a lot more flights.
Yeah.
I mean, we've noticed it from Bristol, because they fly over us. And I've noticed there's a few weeks ago there were no planes in the sky at all, but now you see them quite regularly again.
It used to be a rarity to see one passing overhead.
That's
a weird cloud. Oh, aeroplane.
And I mean, who's going to sing the hymns when you two have gone then?
Clover.
That will be amazing.
He might not think so.
That would be brilliant. From having all
Clover and Paul.
That would be very funny.
Andy's thinking about that already, and hopefully by that point more people can pop in if it's essential. So having people cover us shouldn't be too difficult, I think. Well, it really has been lovely to chat to you, Jane.
Thank you. I might see you again, I might not.
Yeah.
I'll see you anon.
Yes.
Bye for now then.
Bye.